Welcome back, guys. My name is Dimitri Sebastian.
And I'm Wes Kendall.
And we are back in session where your fitness and lifestyle questions are answered and bro science is put to the test.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Today, we're just doing a mix-up episode where we're going over all the different updates for our week, wrapping up our AT weekend, talking about some wins and losses, and then, of course, the bad news about the gym. So check it out and let us know what you think.
Yeah. Look at the way that I glisten. I saw me dripping. Put it in gear if you gave me permission. Gave her some back shots. She walked out the clinic. Now she gonna be so for a little minute. Not that I'm so reckless, relentless. I gotta rep it. This one is so dispensable.
Got your girl thinking that wish. Well, we have gotten to the end of 2 weeks of virtual battle assembly.
You know, I was telling you that every BA, not BA, but every AT, you know, mm-hmm. annual training, the 2 weeks that we have to do every year. Mm-hmm. I'm always at one point like, man, if I was at like Navy SEAL training, I would ring the bell right now.
Well, it's interesting because I agree with you. Like, it was yesterday and today. And that's why I'm really glad we went and celebrated for your birthday. Happy birthday, by the way. We'll get to that in a second. But I was so glad that like I got out of the
21.
House. Yo, yeah, is that right?
Yeah, I turned 21, guys.
Okay. But I was like, I was sitting there, I was like, I shouldn't go out. I have like this stuff due at 9 a.m., blah, blah, blah. I've got none of it done. And I went out anyways, mm-hmm. and I actually was like kind of having some anxiety about it. And then I made some more anxiety for myself. And then you guys were like, hey, do you want to hang out after this? And that's when I had to like kind of make the calls like, no, I got to go home because I got to get to bed early.
Right.
And, you know, in the morning, I made the products. They were worse. But no one cared, and I got help on it, mm-hmm. and, like, some people sat down with me and helped me, and I was just like, damn, I am really good, because I reached that crest where I was just like, oh, my fucking God. Mm-hmm. But in another way, what I like about it is it really is a work ethic reset, at least in my section and stuff, how we do things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it makes you, I'm sure you remember this in active duty, just, like, the tempo and, like, the you can't say no, like, you have to show up.
Right. It's like you get used to that, you know, go, 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 and then you can kind of carry that momentum for a little bit.
Yeah. And you kind of get reinvigorated. You get, because there was a time when you were 19, 20 years old in the military. And like, you knew if I don't do this, I'm going to get yelled at. And then you get to a point where you're not going to get yelled at, but it's been instilled in you. Like you've been brainwashed into being timely and a hard worker. Mm-hmm. And then we get out or join the reserve. And it's just like, I'm going to go ahead and unload a little bit mm-hmm. of the stress. And then suddenly you realize like, man, I'm not as aggressive about getting my shit done as I used to be.
Yeah, that's true. You can kind of see a difference in intensity. But I think that that goes to say that it isn't only intensity that can lead you to make progress. It's more of the consistency, just like what you were saying about mm-hmm. your friend in the Twitch stream.
Yeah, we'll talk about that right now just for a second. And I think it's a really good note. I was talking to my buddy, and I noticed recently I scrolled like all the way bottom to our analytics, and I started to realize like, oh shit, we're starting to get views and or listens in like outside of the United States.
Nice.
We're in Russia, we're in China. India, we're in Finland, we're in, I want to say, Taiwan.
Okay.
Which I think we can thank Jay Dang for.
Yeah.
And
that's true. That's a good point.
There's one more. I can't remember. I think it's maybe Canada. I think that counts as international for that app at least.
Oh yeah.
And so we're appearing and getting multiple listens outside of the continental US. And I sent him a picture of this. And he's like, yeah, that's really cool. And I was like, you can call me Mr. Worldwide. He's like, I'm pretty sure there's like a patent issue with that. And I was like, you can call me Senor Around the World. Yeah. And he was saying, you know, I see how you guys are doing with this, with the podcast, how much progress you've made. And we've talked about me doing Twitch streaming stuff. It's kind of fallen to the wayside to other projects, but I still like have an interest for it. But that was something he also found interest in. And there's this thing about in Twitch that's called being an affiliate,
right?
Which is where you start actually like getting paid. Yeah, well, that's similar. But essentially, you start getting ad spend. So when ads play on your stuff, you start getting paid for it.
Okay,
that's the major difference. So otherwise, like you're doing it for free. And then there's a tier higher, which is partner, but that's like much harder to achieve and whatever. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, if we had stuck to it, I really feel like by now we would have been affiliates because we were on a trajectory to get there. Like we were doing really well, especially him. He was doing very well, mm-hmm. especially for an early start.
Then he had to do other responsibilities.
Yeah, he got responsibilities. He got a new job. He's been working a lot. And he sent me a text. He's like, yeah, you know, I think that you guys are doing great. And I kind of wish we had kept with that. And he said, like, the only thing that, you know, I'm lacking is I feel like I just don't have the consistency. Mm-hmm. I don't have the time and I don't have the energy.
Right.
And I was like, knock off those last two things about time and energy and just look at the consistency thing.
Right.
Because all of us have plenty of excuses. Like you and I have, like, I didn't want to freaking do the last podcast because I was drowning in AT. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do this one because I just got done drowning from AT.
Yeah.
But you know, we show up every single time. I'm always glad. It's like getting a workout. You feel good afterwards.
Right. It's rewarding. It's fulfilling.
And that's the thing. I think that we all need to just look at it and say, like, hey, we'll find that thing. Like, for me, it's doing AT and getting my shit kicked in. And then I get out of there. I'm like, hey, like, you know what? I'm a little awake right now. Like, I've suddenly am waking up at a normal hour again and I've got time in my afternoon. Like, let's start growing the business.
I think we said it before, but whenever we do one of these, like, drill weekends or, you know, weeks of military training, I always feel like it's social and, like, mental level up, mm-hmm. you know, because it is stressful. You have to jump through hoops that you normally don't jump through, and you have to kind of like be adaptive to the situation and think outside the box. And it's kind of like shakes you up from your routine of, you know, monotony at work.
You get a lot of those requests that are both unreasonable and zero instruction in the military that in a civilian job, it's unless you're in a very critical position, maybe like in a startup, you're not gonna get, your boss will give you leadership. The tools and the clarification, but in the military, a major walks up to you and says, I need blank. Sir, I don't know how to get you that. I need what I asked for. And you have to just go back and like figure it out. And usually it's like, I need it within 12 hours overnight. Everyone's already been sent home, but still figure it out. I'm like, okay.
It's like, I guess I'll start looking at my old notes.
Yeah, exactly. But it's that is the building moments. That's the things that get you back in the headspace of being someone who like is a problem solver, not like a, oh, well, I don't really have the answer. I guess I can push this on to someone else and tell my manager I'm having difficulty. It's like, figure your shit out. It's all that.
Right. That's true.
And I think that is good. That actually makes me feel, that's giving me a warm fuzzy because I was having, I had a hell of a freaking week.
How was it like doing everything through your digital meetings?
Good. It was awesome. It was not perfect, but I think it was interesting to, I think that you can take this into your normal life. If something's not working, you change it up, even if that makes it slightly more difficult. So like in person, we had this weird tendency to not get as much done. Because we're busy, like, oh, we have this meeting. Oh, we have this meeting. Oh, okay, we have this meeting. We're going to go do this thing. But since we couldn't do all that extra frivolous bullshit, we only did what we were supposed to do. Okay. And it was like, wow, like, we get a lot of training and we could trim all the fat.
Yeah, but is it as good a quality training, though?
Close. It can be better in person, obviously, but we had, you know, we could see each other. So, like, for at least my type of training, it was there.
Yeah, that's true. I guess your type of training, you can still kind of do that.
I'm not going to say that this is, like, how I want it to be forever, but I will say that the what we did and how we did it, we can bring that to normal training again, and it'll be awesome.
I see that.
How do you guys feel on your end?
I was telling you that I was passive-aggressively letting known that my classes... were not, I guess not passive aggressively, but like indirectly communicated that my classes were way too long compared to everyone else's.
Yeah. I thought that was weird because you sounded like everyone else's was too short.
Yeah. Like I was sitting on the NBC class and they did like a health, like COVID class. Mm-hmm. They were both like 20, 25 minutes long.
And yours was like a nutrition one, but it went for like an hour.
I went from like an hour. My longest class was an hour 45.
Like, let me tell you what right now. If you're going to learn about nutrition, you're probably going to go to college, and each class you take probably two or three times a week is going to be an hour.
Yeah.
That means you're doing 1 hour for once this year, and they're going to tell you that's too long. It's like, hey, that's too short. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you everything you need to know in this time frame. I am giving you just like the lightest dusting of knowledge to hopefully walk away with.
Even when we did the filming, that was still an hour.
Oh, I want to talk about that. That was really cool. And I'm thinking we're going to try and do this with some stuff on your regular training. We did a really fun thing where you live streamed around the gym demonstrating the ACFT, which we talked about briefly. It's just a new PT test with like five
military
different
parts. PT test. Combat focused.
I followed him around the camera. Wes just talked to camera like as if I was like training with him in person, and he had like, I don't know, how many people were on the line?
It was like eight or nine.
Eight or nine people?
Yeah.
And you just explained exactly how to do things, and you did the workouts and showed them. And I was kind of getting you from different angles, and we even had like a little event where you like timed you, and it was like, it was really good, and then you got like a ton of questions at the end, and I'm like sitting there, I'm like, okay, well, this doesn't have to be a live stream, but I was like, this format is great.
Right.
Like, I loved it. It was like a very personal format. Like, I felt like... more natural. It didn't feel like you're sitting there like, this is my script. We're going to talk about blank.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, it's like, hey, come with me. Like, let me show you this.
Like, come on, let's go. We'll walk over here now. Yeah, I was like, I felt like Christian Guzman when he's
doing his little back in the work. Early videos. Now he's like owns an entire like business complex. And he's like, that's not what he's doing now.
He's doing like hype videos and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think that's a freaking awesome thing that we did. These are the kinds of things that come out of these types of like hard weekends. He's like, I think anyone who's having like a really rough, like an end of the quarter.
Right.
It's like, it's weird because you can like, I didn't even think about that. I came here like salty as hell, but like now I'm like, oh shit. Like that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then like last night when we were able to have like a lot of really good like business talks and talking about things that I want to do. And then suddenly boom, pops up like a potential opportunity.
Manifested it, bro.
It manifests. It's like, if you're working hard and you're doing the right things, like opportunities will come. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean it's like, oh, okay. You're suddenly all your problems are solved, but it means the opportunities are popping up and that's, and there's cash money in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wanted to talk like about burnout and I don't even want to talk about it as much now because now I'm like kind of like feeling better. But it's funny. I think that's actually a solution for burnout.
Well, tie it in, bro.
Mindfulness.
Tie it in.
Yeah. Mindfulness. Like I'm feeling burnt out. I'm feeling like Jesus Christ. Like I'm not feeling like Jesus Christ. I'm thinking Jesus Christ. If I was feeling like Jesus Christ, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I came here and I'm like, man, I got myself a freaking bottle of Jameson at home. I'm going to wrap this recording up and I'm going to go vegetate. Like maybe go watch some freaking anime or play some Call of Duty. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to get none of it done.
Some noobs.
I'm the noob now. I don't fucking get to play any video games anymore.
Yeah.
But it was weird because it was like that. First of all, that's not like a way to recover from burnout. It's a good way to relax, to maybe take a little vacation, but it's like, it's not a constructive way to recover from the burnout. I feel good. I feel good. We talked.
Yeah.
Talk about your fucking problems, you know? Come on, guys. Find a friend.
What would you say is a good way to recover from burnout?
Well, I'd say this was a good example. Talking about what the pros and cons were, recognizing the bad, kind of commiserating with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If you have someone you can do that with, especially someone who can relate with a problem, like a coworker.
Right.
Talking about what the goods are, what you can benefit from. Like, what did we get? We got ourselves a potential new film media so that you can do some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got some opportunities up so that I could potentially expand my business pursuits.
Mm-hmm. You got a fresh, hot lead.
Exactly. And I was able to discuss with some people who I respect in, you know, as entrepreneurs, and I was able to talk with them and sit down and say like, hey, these are the things that I think are good ideas, and then get like positive feedback. And like, that is a good idea. It's like, wow, like I should not keep these things to myself. Like there's even like, I'm not gonna say it loud, but I told you like my air quotes working business name. I was like, I don't have an LLC or anything, but this is what I'd like to call it. And I thought it was stupid. And you're like, that's actually really cool.
It works. I think it works.
Like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah, right, it's hard to think of a good name. So it's like, I think it's just, if you can find something unique that, you know, you enjoy saying, then
there you go. And it's done. Like, why overthink it?
Right. Exactly.
But that's for me. I'm a talker. I like talking out problems. Like, what would you say is your burnout solution?
I think that a lot of people, I do the opposite. I actually like need to isolate first to crystallize a plan of action and a clear thought. Mm-hmm. And after that, I then like to confirm it with others that I, you know, respect. So it's like, this happened to me not too long ago. I thought I, you know, had an injury and I was like, oh shit. You know, I was like, Google, like WebMD.
Are you talking about when you hurt your leg?
I thought I had a hernia.
Oof.
Well, it's still like kind of weird, but I don't know. I have like, now that I'm getting leaner in my stomach, I saw like a little, bump under my belly button.
Oh.
And I thought it was a hernia, which I don't think it is now, but.
Well, if it doesn't hurt that much, probably not.
It doesn't. And I like, you know, so I kind of like freaked out for a second because that means I would have to stop lifting and I'd have to like get surgery.
That's a big deal.
Be a long recovery and, you know, kind of put a hold on everything I'm doing right now. And then, you know, I kind of had like a moment of like, oh shit, this is going to be really bad. And I had to like get away from everybody so I could kind of think about it and come to terms with it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, then I was like, okay, if it is a hernia, then I have to do this. If it's not a hernia, then I have to, you know, I'll figure it out like this.
Okay.
Then as soon as I came up with a plan, then I reentered public life and was able to like, you know, bounce my ideas off of other people, kind of like what you did. You know, it's like, I've read that it's the act of saying it out loud in front of other people that is therapeutic, because what you're doing is you're subconsciously gauging their reaction to what you're saying. And if it looks like, and you convince yourself that they received what you said, then you're right. But if they don't, then you're wrong.
Okay.
So that's like a way that people come to terms with things.
Well, I've always taken you as a speak softly and carry a big stick kind of guy. Like you, you try to say less. And right. when you do say something, you try to be, I would say, I don't want to say necessarily correct, but you want to say it and you want it to be your thought, not like something you say, something you have to change your mind later or edit it immediately. It's like, well, no, that's not what I meant. You're mm-hmm. very much like, you'll sit there.
I think about the intention.
And you'll stew on it.
Right.
Which I am bad about that. Mm-hmm. I'm very off the cuff. Like if I have a thought, like it's going to start spilling out just because, especially like when I'm in like a comfortable scenario, it's funny because people who like just meet me are like, you're so quiet. I'm like, I'm not. Mm-hmm. Like I just don't talk to strangers. And
it's like, I actually have a podcast. And I have hours of me recorded talking. It's
just like, shut the fuck up, Dimitri. It's funny because my dad is like a really quiet guy, like very similar to how you are. And when I was a kid, I just fucking babble constantly about weird shit. And he would always say, he's like, you should write that down. And of course it was like dad roast. Like he totally was Duke. But then also like, it was funny when I started the
dad roast.
When I started the podcast, he kind of was like, Hussy told you. Just write that shit down or say it into a recorder.
I mean, that's basically, that's what's
it
happening.
Worked out. I mean, it was, I think it was in his own weird way, sort of him saying like, hey, like you do have a lot of thoughts. I don't want to hear them, but someone will.
you can put them somewhere. And now and look at it. People, now we have over 1,000 fucking listens to you of your thoughts.
Yeah, dude, we're freaking pulling through. We're coming up on our first year. We're already doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, but I think it's good to get these things out and however you want to deal with it as far as like running, talking, working out. Like at the end of the day, I do think communication is always the best one. Yeah. I think some people mistake that as you need to talk about it right now. Like I like that you brought that up. Like, hey, like let me fucking like decide how I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to do that first, you know, have like a crystallized idea of, you know, what I want first. Kind of like if you decide the outcome first, then it's easier for it to happen.
Exactly.
You know,
a lot of relationships, I think, get away from that where they think like communication means we have to talk right now.
Yeah.
It's like, no, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. Like, how about you just like let me decide if I'm even mad about what you just did or if I'm mad about like something that's been stewing or something. I don't even know.
Yeah, that's true, man. I mean, I think a lot of this stuff, it comes with, you know, just how knowing how you respond to it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know yourself. It's like, I'm in order for me to feel better about this, I need to go talk to someone else about it. So that's like self-awareness. And that's you being smart on how you respond to these types of situations.
Yeah. I'm a talk at guy. It's like, it's almost like I don't even need the response.
Yeah,
it needs to be a human. Doesn't work on animals. I found that out. But it's like if I just need someone to like let me just fucking like, bah, 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 like I've done it to you.
Yeah,
I'll just like keep firing at you, and I'll come to my own conclusion like eventually, and you'll be like, okay, kind of seems like you wrapped that up.
Yeah,
and I'm like, yeah, I did. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you just needed like a medium to kind of get all the information together.
Exactly.
You know, I would also argue against you though that the bottle of Jameson and the video games isn't necessarily a bad way to decompress.
It shouldn't be the only thing.
Yeah, you're right. It shouldn't be the only thing, and it could definitely be done, but it should be done responsibly.
I'm still drinking and playing video games.
No, I would do that too.
let me be clear to the audience.
Yes.
Wes did not stop me from my plans.
right. As you should. You deserve it. You know, you deserve to cut back a little bit, and I like the JP reference of the forest that never gets like brush fired burned, you know, and eventually too much accumulation of dead plants build up and it turns into a California forest fire.
Yeah. Just burn it. Get a little quick burn.
Yep.
Get it out of your system. Blow off some steam.
Yep.
Don't go crazy. You don't need to. I would say a little bit at a time.
Right.
You know, I want to move into our wins and losses because I had not had the perspective I have today. That happened yesterday, and this will come up in our wins and losses. Well, you have a really big win.
Yeah, I do.
You're
besides
old.
My birthday, is that a win or a loss?
I don't know. I mean, I think you're lost. I think being your birthday is a pretty big win. I thought that was a freaking great thing, man. I think every birthday should be, because I don't like my birthday. I love other people's birthdays.
I don't. Neither do I. I experience the same phenomenon.
I love other people's birthdays, but the second it's like, please don't look at me. Don't talk to me. Like, no. Like I like being like prop this person up. I'm excited for them.
Right. Well, I don't know. I do you think it's cool that I'm alive another year. It's weird to celebrate a birthday this year, you know, especially with like all the stuff that we are limited in doing. I wouldn't consider it my biggest win. It's not necessarily like, I don't feel like a super milestone birthday. You know, 30 is more of like a big standing out birthday than 31. You know what I mean? But I guess I do feel more of like an adult than I did when I was at 30. And I think when I turned 30, I was like still stuck in 20s.
Yeah.
Now well, I'm like, okay, I'm in. I'm ready.
Isn't 25 like the last, like we're talking like in a legal sense, like a meme because like rent cars?
Yes.
And then anything after
there's no
that
more
is...
benefits after that until you hit like, you know, retirement age.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so good. Like you said, it's like you're starting to feel like grown up. You start to feel more like you know what you're fucking talking about.
Almost. Right.
It's like you hit, you're over 30 now. Like you're an adult. That means you can say things and people have to like accept
have
that.
To kind of take it as my opinion and take me seriously if they respect me.
Yeah. Cause it, even like a, it's always like those 45. It's like people aren't really that old. They're just older.
Right.
And they're always like, oh, well, you're in your 20. You don't know what you're talking about. It's like, no, I'm fucking 31, dude. Like I've been here a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. I don't know. I don't feel any different besides that little mini hernia scare. That was the only like coming to age.
Oh, we'll get used to those. You're going to have a scare like every quarter for the rest of your life now.
Yeah. I already started lifting like a 45-year-old. So that's been.
As long as you warm up. You warm up, you'll be fine. Get the freaking, get some grease on the corners and you'll be great.
Mm-hmm. I would say wins though. I've had three. Okay. Here's my win. I gave a nutrition talk at the unit on last week for, you know, whatever kind of like AT training that we're doing. And I've got already one personal client and like three new leads from it, just from our unit.
That's fucking dope, man.
And just from like a web talk that I did on our go-to meeting.
Maybe we need to start doing more of those.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I just went through the Master Fitness slides and like these people are like, fuck. Can you run my nutrition? I was like, absolutely.
Start posting on Instagram. We'll do like a freaking every other week just talking about a nutrition fact.
We could. I mean, I like that. You know, if I would be willing to give more like classes like that.
I think you're just fucking smart, man. I just like your big, beautiful brain.
I'm only
stuff.
Smart on what I am interested in.
Well,
you know?
That's all that matters, especially if that's your job. It's like, do you hear people saying like accountants being like, yeah, I'm not smart. I'm only good with numbers.
Well, they're actually pretty fucking smart.
Like, no, they're smart with numbers, but they're probably fat and they have like cholesterol or something. So in that way, they're dumb and you're smart.
I heard a old school quote, you know, it was like, man, you know how to build muscles, but you don't know how to make money. It's like, you gotta know how to do both, you know?
I feel attacked.
Yeah, it's like, oh, damn. It's like, you gotta, because the accountant knows how to make money, but they don't know how to make muscles.
Hey, man, when it gets to the point where you're both 50, it's always funny to see pictures of people, like a two 50-year-olds, and one's like, yeah, dude, that guy looks like 40. Other one's like, they're 50? I thought they were like 70. It's like, some people just age like shit, and it's what you do in the mid-game. I wouldn't even say early, and you can treat your body pretty shitty throughout your 20s, as long as you turn it around before you start getting your 30s, I think you're pretty good.
That's a good point. I think if once you cross the 27, 28 line, you gotta start.
It's like you got, because it's like you're ingraining shit. Like you gotta like old dogs and new tricks. Like you can train them, but it's gonna be hard.
I agree.
Let's see.
What's your win, bro?
My win is honestly just like feeling like I have more control over like my future and stuff.
Good.
Like I've been really stoked on like the business aspect. Like I just. It's funny. I think it's stupid whenever you see that stuff. Like there's like this thing about like, I remember it was a while ago. It was like 2018. He was like Jake Paul.
Yeah.
He was like shitting on.
I don't know who these people are. I'm going to Google it right now.
He had a thing about, I'll send you a Cody Ko video making fun of him. It's exactly this thing. I think that's why I thought of it. Cause it was like in my recommended or something. It was like an old ass video. And he was like shitting on teachers.
Oh, this guy.
He was like.
The dude who got, who was in the writing.
Yeah. In Scottsdale.
Yeah.
But he was like shitting on teachers, saying like I don't need to know this shit. Like, teach me how to make money and buy a Lambo. Mm-hmm. And it was like a rap, so it wasn't meant to be taken that seriously. But also, that was like a super ignorant, stupid statement. It's like, what the fuck are you even saying? Like, I'm here to teach you math, dude. Like, if you can't add and subtract, you're not going to be able to balance a book to fucking get a Lambo, moron.
Right.
And like, I get it. Like, the quadratic formula has not served you very well. I'm sorry, but. It's like stuff like that. Like I never learned any of that. I almost lost my train of thought. Now I'm just hating Jake Paul.
Wait, what? Why do you Jake Paul and Logan Paul hate each other?
They're brothers.
Oh, okay.
They don't hate each other. They're brothers.
Oh, I saw.
Logan's done a lot more growing up than Jake.
I saw a tweet.
Oh, yeah. No, that's probably just fucking Twitter being Twitter.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's true. I don't know. Maybe it's just broke news. But yeah, like I was, you sit there and like you go through your whole life never learning anything about like, I would say entrepreneurialism or anything. You just learn, like, I always grew up thinking like, I'm going to get a job and then I'll probably have a kid and I'll try and get like a state job and get a pension and then blah, blah, blah. And maybe I'll do something else.
Well, because that was the American dream.
Yeah, that's the way it was. Like, that's how my parents grew up. Yeah. Like, they do well for themselves, but they're very much on like the normal like track of like, my dad's a police officer, my mom works in medicine. And it's like they just have very normal linear job paths where they have room to grow, but like it takes time and you got to do your thing. And now I'm like learning. It's like, no, there's things that I can do that are just based off of my own skills, my own network and my own energy and what I'm willing to put into it.
Right.
And it's just like it's and that kind of came out of the shitty 2 weeks that I was like, man, like I can do this. Like I can do too much. Mm-hmm. Like I have the capacity. Like if I'm usually operating at 50%, I'm currently right now at 105, which is too high.
Right.
But I can scoot that up to like 75, 80 and still have room to like manage my, relaxation time.
Right.
And still get like 8 hours every night and everything. But like, it's a good feeling. It's a win overall.
Yeah. You can definitely do that. And it's cool seeing your body be pushed to that level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You start relearning your, I would say mentally, physically, I know where my fucking limits are. I'm a giant weenie. No, but mentally I need to like remind myself. It's like, hey man, you can do more. Like it's not that hard. You're just bored. You're not like struggling with anything. You're not like, there's times where I'm like feeling depressed and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times just cause I'm not mentally engaged enough.
Yeah. I think that's a big part of it. I mean, one situation is like, you know, obviously if you're unhappy with, you know, where you're at and you want to be somewhere else, that leads to being depressed and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But then when you're working to get out of there, that's like one refuge or solace that you can have against that, you know? And I feel like if you're too busy to be feeling bad, then that's one way you can kind of escape that for a period of time. And Gary Vee talks about that when he's saying like, you know, yeah, just like, you have to wake up with, you know, an intensity or like a desire to want to change your situation. And that's what gets people out of it. Obviously it's a lot harder to do than saying that, like when you're in a bad situation, or you're not where you want to be, that's the last thing you want to do. So it's like, how do you, the fuck?
And it doesn't change immediately.
Yeah.
It's not like you wake up and it's like, boom, I'm now going to start having a secondary income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really hard to get any momentum. That's like almost impossible. You know,
I think it was Goggins. It was another Goggins quote. God bless that man. He was saying, he's just like, if you want to get out of the cube, the work you're doing in that cube is not going to get you out of the cube. It might get you like a different cube, but like, it's like your side hustles are the thing that are going to get you out of the cube.
Right.
And it's like, if you want to be in the cube farm, you're making good money and you're comfortable, do that. Don't feel bad about that. Not everyone should be freaking starting their own company or doing wild shit. That's just not how life works. Mm-hmm. However, if you have that aspiration, you have to like take steps towards it.
Oh, it's very true. Yeah, I think that you got to pay your dues in the trenches somewhere. And it's like, I watched Dylan do it. You know, he was working his job, you know, at the restaurant while he was building his company. And then finally he reached the point where he could end his serving position.
That's why it's, and this is like, we're going off on a tangent a little bit, but it kind of makes me sad when I see like a 22-year-old saying like, I've tried everything. I can't make relationships work. I can't, like, my business didn't take off, blah, blah. It's like, bro, you've been like sentient for like 3 years, like 18. That's about the line. Like you have now like entered, you're a baby adult. Like you can't, like you need to walk before you can run. So it's like, if there's a lot, and I think it sucks because like social media, you only see the success stories,
right?
You only see the guys who like somehow made it work at age 20 and like developed an app or did something really cool and have this awesome lifestyle. And a lot of them have like their parents bankrolling them and they don't like to put that out front.
Right.
And then there's a lot of guys who like are from disadvantaged backgrounds, but they just fucking killed it. It's like, hey, that's a success story. Most businesses fail. Most restaurants fail. And if you talk about people on like social media or businesses, typically it wasn't their first try that they were successful. Like a lot of people on YouTube, we talked about this in the past. Some of them were like Viners or stuff on like Instagram or Twitter. And then suddenly like they caught their wind on one of those things. It's like they tried a couple things and then they finally found it.
Yeah. And it builds on themselves. People think that like, oh, just because my Vine, you know, career didn't take off means that all that social clout is now gone. It's not true. A lot of those people transitioned over to your Instagram.
Yep.
You know, it's like now you have a more of an established Instagram following and maybe it's too late to be Insta famous at this point, and you're just gonna use it for small scale marketing. But guess what? when the next thing comes out, you're going to be even more prepared.
Yeah, you're prepared. Better. You're prepared. Yeah. Like, you're getting your reps in.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people who even, like, fucking that lady who everyone hates now that wrote fucking Harry Potter. Like, she wrote her award-selling book when she was, like, in her, what, late 30s, maybe early 40s?
Yeah.
Like, it happens when it happens. And as long as you're trying, there's always going to be a failure rate. But, like, you can't live your life worried about that.
No.
Like, you need to be aware. Like, don't wake up and be like, I'm going to be a YouTuber. And, like, it's like, okay, like, you got to pay your bills. But also, like, that doesn't mean you shouldn't try.
Right. Well, should we get back to our losses?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
We'll get there someday. Okay. You had a loss from last week that you mentioned. Do you still want to do that one? Or do you have a new one?
I have a new one that's more fresh in my mind.
Okay.
And this one is, I basically did leg day fucking 3 times in a row against my will.
I mean, 2 times is an L, really.
Yeah, and it was like, the second time was because I was trying to be mean and sneaky and get Dylan to do a leg day with my trainer because, he doesn't train with him normally and he was going to get wrecked.
Well, he was fucking hurting.
He was hurting.
He was hurting, so you got your way.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I had to pay the piper, too, and I was also had to do the same leg workout, but at least I saw him get wrecked.
At least you knew what you were doing. You were throwing yourself on the firing line to make sure he got his.
Yes, so we did that, and then the next day, I was like, okay, I'm going to go hit chest the next day on Saturday, and I show up to the gym, and Jay's there, and he's like, oh, thank God you're here. I'm getting a group together. We're doing an Orange Theory workout. Have you ever done an Orange Theory workout?
I've done something very similar.
Yeah.
So I know what it is.
You kind of know what it is. Yeah. It's like HIIT the whole time.
Yep.
And not only is it HIIT with like static holds, dumbbells, and burpees and shit like that, all your normal HIIT stuff, it's also intervals, incline running on the treadmill.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, so it's like, so I was doing like 90-second sprint jog intervals for like fucking 3 rounds. And then after doing 2 leg days in a row, and then I go over there, I'm doing fucking burpees and like frog jumps and all kinds of crazy shit. Yeah, like,
dude, that shit's good for you, but fuck that.
Yeah, so it was like, karma. Guess what? Karma got me back. I fucking blindsided Dylan with the leg day, and then Jay blindsided me the next day with this Orange Theory HIIT cardio session.
Dude, you... So you're an asshole, and you deserve your L.
Yeah, I earned my L again.
I mean, I earned my L, too. And I'm going to caveat this with everyone. I am a piece of shit, and I hate myself, and I will be thinking about this for a month. And I'm going to caveat something. I complain at restaurants about, like, once every 5 years.
Yeah.
And I regret it every time. It's probably not every 5, probably like every 2
it's
or something.
It's like mean gambling. It's like...
very infrequent, but it never ends well.
Yeah.
And we went to a sushi restaurant, which I'm not going to name it, but...
it's a great, great sushi restaurant.
Great sushi. I should name it, but I won't because I can't... No one can know my shame. And we got there, and there's these things I have issues... I used to work at a sushi restaurant, and there's some issues I have with restaurants. Yeah. They usually, like, they always go up and, like, ask people what they order.
They've been open, like, 2 weeks or 2 months or something. Yeah. Like, they're very new.
And it's really good, but, like, they never, like, know who to give the food to. Right. They always sort of like, who's this? And it's like, oh, shit, I think me... And there was a point where it got there, and we had 2 separate orders between, like, Wes's girlfriend, me and my girlfriend, and they just, like, combined the plates.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty freaking emotionally strung out for the week. And that's not an excuse, but this is why I was acting out.
Yeah.
And I was also, like, about half a sake bomb in. So I was... So I waved down our waitress. I did not realize it at the time, but I... also waved down their manager at the same time. That's who that guy was. And that's why, like,
he's probably watching her because it was her second day, right?
Yeah, we found out it was her second day, which then I was like, I wish you had told me. It was like, I would have just shut up. none of these things are her fault. But I mean, the fuck up was her fault. But that does not mean it should happen the way it did.
I bet she doesn't make that mistake again.
Well, so what happened was I was like, hey, look, like, this is just like, we don't know what's what. And like, there's like some, it's like our orders are all like cross-contaminated on plates, and like, and I don't mean that like in a COVID way. I mean that like in a, it just, they're not separated. Mm-hmm. And it was her manager was standing right over my left shoulder, and he's like, oh, I am so sorry, this, that, and the other. And like, he starts like trying to like help us like move things around. Also, I was like, hey man, it's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal. And Wes, even at the time when I was like complaining, kind of gave me like a, hey, it's not that big of a deal. I was like, okay. He was like, all right, good check, Wes. Like, I'm chill. And he's trying to, like, help us do all this stuff. And I'm like, all right, yeah, like, it's good. It's, like, it's no big deal. It's not a problem. like 5 minutes go by, oh, and this guy brings us like two more like of the big Kirin beers that you do for sake bombs. Yeah. I'm like, please do not start this. Do not do this to me.
Like, it's like, that's good. We appreciate it, but yeah, thanks. That's
and
enough.
And then I was like, all right, cool. And then he brought us like a bunch of like free appetizers. I'm like, oh yeah, my God, man, please don't do this. Like, please don't do this.
Oh man.
And I mean, I tried to tip over the amount that he like comped us, and I felt terrible about it. And like, they were awesome. Like, they actually, what is the name of the sushi place? They're wonderful. Everyone should go.
Sushi Vibe.
Sushi Vibe. Now I'm thinking about it.
Like, super fresh.
It was great food. Yeah. They treated us very well when I was being a full on fucking Karen. And I will go back into solitude of not complaining about food. I was so upset with myself. And that was my big loss. And I'm going to tell people.
It was a moment of weakness, but you overcame it. And now you're stronger and better.
I'm going to leave a nice review, actually. Yeah. You need to do that too.
And I do need to leave a
good... We're going to leave 5-star reviews.
Actually, I already did. I left a 5-star review.
Yep. I'm going to leave one tonight. I need to do that because I was like,
you'll see mine.
It's like when people, if someone is fucks up and then they like make excuses and stuff, I'm like, screw you. But the second they like do everything to cater to that, and they like immediately apologize, stuff like I regret calling you out. Although maybe it was correct. Maybe like, I don't know if that's like how they run things. Usually maybe that's how they want to appear, but I was just like, it tore me up.
I mean, they overdid it a little bit, obviously, but I think you're right. They were like, it's a touchy time right now, especially restaurants are probably afraid of getting shut down for anything.
Yeah.
You know, so they're probably like, oh shit. You know, it's like, if, you know, we piss off someone, they might like complain and say something is bad about the restaurant, you know, and then like the state will come and shut us down.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And I would say to people who do complain at restaurants a lot, like, cause I don't, and I regret it already. It's like, it's just like, we all got to maintain that perspective. Like Wes has, like, what is the grand picture here? Like, it's a rough time to be a freaking restaurateur in the first place. People are new, and you know, they're all good people. And it's like, fuck, I'm still feeling bad. I'm gonna leave that.
You'll get over it, and they'll definitely get over it. I'm sure that lady liked her nice tip. So
I'm I'm gonna probably think about it way longer than her.
Yeah, right. You probably will.
I will.
You probably already did.
I've described you like Wes. Like, I've described you my anxieties that I have multiple times. I don't think you've ever witnessed me go full anxiety mode. No. This is like, you're getting like a taste of like the trauma that I cause myself just in general existence.
Well, you didn't see my hernia freak out, so.
Well, you're better at hiding your shit.
Yeah, you weren't here, Nicole was.
You're like in the mirror, like, it's coming out of me.
Oh, man, it's like the alien on fucking Aliens, like, ah.
No, I'm too old. I'm not going to survive this one. This is it. The bell has tolled. The Grim Reaper's around the corner. My career is over.
Playing the Hello Darkness song.
Hello Darkness, my old friend. We'll move on to our joint loss.
Yeah.
That is gyms shut down again.
Just a loss for America in gains.
Dude, I saw an amazing, amazing, amazing tweet, and I wish I got the name of the guy. I'm aware of who he is, but I can't remember off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. But he was talking about being in L.A. He's like, L.A. Restaurants on a Friday night.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess it was Saturday when he tweeted it. Saturday night, filled. Bars, filled. There's like stores, filled.
Right.
Gyms, closed. Like, get your shit together, L.A.
Right.
And it's like... What like, yeah, like it's exactly like I went to the mall like to go to like a little artist thing, and I was like thinking that we were gonna be like a part of the problem. I was like, all right, well, you know, let's go like check out this little art exhibit, like, but I don't think there's gonna be anyone there. It was fucking popping.
Yeah,
like the most crowd I'd ever seen, because I go there to like check out Lulu sometimes.
It's like nothing else to do. Yeah,
yeah, right. And it's like usually the mall's like a little
bit. Is anything good at Lulu?
If Lulu's not open still. Lulu's fucking doing the right thing.
Damn them. Lulu, you're doing the right thing.
You're doing the right thing, and I hate you.
Yeah, I want some shorts.
God damn it. No, Lulu's still closed. I checked.
It's my birthday, guys. Lulu shorts.
Oh God. You know what was weird? Tiffany and Co. was still open. They had a line, like a long line. Tiffany? I was like, yeah, Tiffany Jewelry. Wow. And I'm like sitting there, I was like, some people are probably buying jewelry for some people they pissed off while they're on quarantine.
Yeah, right. Like, well, need a diamond now.
Yeah, dude. They were. The mall was fucking packed, and I'm like, seriously, okay. And like half the people, they had masks, but most of them weren't wearing them properly. They straight up had them pulled down.
Right.
And I'm sitting there and was like, okay, this is why this whole gym closure thing is fucking bullshit to me.
It is.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. It's not, there's no due process. It's not a unilateral. It's just a cover, check the block move.
Yeah.
And everyone sees it and it sucks.
And you know me, I'm team mask. I'm team, I don't want to fucking be in my house.
Right.
Even if you could prove to me without a shadow of a doubt that masks were not effective, I still would be like, hey, yeah, but you know what I would like? The world to go back to normal.
Right.
And so if I have to wear a mask, go outside, then I will do that. If I have to stay inside, I'll do that too. I just want to fucking go outside.
If you had a choice between working at home and working in person, what would you do right now?
I would be in that office by myself right now.
Yeah.
And it's only because I live in such a small apartment. If I had an office, it'd be different.
Yeah.
We've talked before. I'm
like
big
a home
on,
office.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm big on compartmentalization.
Right.
My space is very simple, and it's not like decorating crazy, like making like, oh, this is my comfort space. But like, this is like where I relax. This is where I have my, like, I edit. This is where I do the things that I like to do. And now it's become an office space. And like, I've got like my cat who like randomly has decided that she only likes me when I don't pay attention to her. Mm-hmm. So I've got like a cat like headbutting me in the freaking leg, which is adorable. And it's like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? Ignore that? No. It's like, and it makes working hard.
Yeah.
So I've been told a couple different times that like, oh, well, we might be back in September or something, but we probably aren't going to like force anyone to go back. I was like, I'll be the first one back. I want my fucking cube back. I have this awesome little battle station set up in my cube with like three screens, and it's perfectly set up for me to do what the job that I do. And I don't have exactly like my setup at home is more of like a creative thing, not like a spreadsheet thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I want my fucking space back.
You had it set up. You were, you know, in it to win it. And now.
Yeah, dude, it's nuts.
Now you have to like do it in your battlefield station.
I know, right? It's like I'm sitting here like this is set up for me to stream and play Call of Duty. This is not set up for me to freaking look at expenses and like earnings and reports and shit. It's stupid. And it's like I also just like I kind of miss my coworkers. I didn't think I'd miss them that much. I'm like I kind of miss being around my coworkers. Like it's just different. It kind of breaks the day up. And like everyone's got that like fucking borderline Dwight in their office, and like they've got like you got like your work buddy and
you have your
like,
work drama.
Yeah, exactly. It's like those little meaningless things just like break the day up,
right?
And that's why the fucking gyms need to reopen,
right? We got at least another 2 weeks from what I hear.
And he'll start running or fucking something.
Yeah,
and we all both know that I'm too scared to drive on highways to go to Avondale every day. I'm a fucking weenie. I grew up in a small town. I don't know how to drive. I'm sorry.
It's a drive out there, man. Soon enough, hopefully. Once the sooner the Scottsdale gym's open, the sooner I can move to Independence.
That would be cool, man. Mm-hmm. I'll be there, toting it all day. He's like, everyone, go work out with Wes.
Yes, please come work out with me.
You had a quick thing you mentioned to me about intensity, and this is just like this is kind of a loose episode, and I did want you to kind of expand on it. You had a kind of a rant about. Mm-hmm. Intensity and gains. And I just kind of want to understand where this stemmed from.
Where this is coming from.
It doesn't often come up that you, like, I'm the rant guy. I'm the one yelling at clouds. You're not the one who's typically has an issue.
Well, I think a lot of people forget that you still have to work hard when you train. And it's like, I know I'm kind of picking on the powerlifters a little bit when I say this, but it's not only progressive overload, you know?
Yeah.
There's more parts that go into it. And I think a lot of, like, lifters who spend a lot of time on the internet and, you know, only listen to, like, the podcasts or whatever, they're not like out there applying it as much. They'll just get like super stuck on, oh, well, I just need to hit this percentage of this rep range.
Well, echo chambers exist in fitness.
Yes. Yes, they do. And it's like, yeah, that you can make a lot of progress and you can do good with that, but it's like, you still have to train hard. You know, it's like you have to train. The number one factor that influences, you know, you toning or building muscle is intensity of training the muscle.
Yeah.
And that can be achieved by overloading it with weight, or that can be achieved with time under tension and stress, you know, exhaustion.
Yeah.
So what you have to do to be a good lifter is use your tools and your tool belt to get the most intensity targeted towards your, you know, muscle you're isolating. Mm-hmm. So what that means is you can either use your ability to lift heavy weights for your rep range really hard multiple times, or you can do it by like hitting it with a shit ton of volume and little rest. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter. Either one will work. Either one will work just as well as the other one, but you have to do it. You have to pick which one you as a lifter are best at. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're not good at like doing sets of 15 and sets of 20 and you can't like, you know, maintain that, then maybe that type of training isn't for you. You can't go hard enough like that.
Yeah.
But if you can go super hard, but with doing sets of 8 and sets of 6 for like 8 rounds, that's different.
So what I'm hearing right now is that you talk to somebody and they were definitely phoning it in their workout. Like they have a way of doing things and they're not being intense in their methodology and they're not willing to change anything. But what is your argument you're making here is that you can do it either way.
You could do it either way.
But you have to hit it hard.
Yes, exactly. Like, I don't like when people just go in there and they're like, I'm going to do a 5x5. And it's like, that is probably one of the most frustrating workouts mm-hmm. that I think can see someone choosing to do outside of the beginner stage.
Yeah, it takes a while. It's not really that much of a thing. It's like, it's slow. It's
hardly a workout.
You can get a couple swipes in between sets.
Yeah. You're taking like 2 minutes, 3 minutes break in between mm-hmm. each set, and you're lifting submaximally on each set.
So it's like kind of becomes a question of like, well, what are you doing here? I guess if they don't complain and they don't have any goals and they're just like, I'm just here to like not die of heart disease, you know, you leave them be. But at the end of the day too, it's like, if you have goals, it's like, well, what are you doing?
Yeah. And that's a big thing that they teach in Master Fitness course and like a lot of like higher level training is you have to train, not work out, which means you have to have a purpose to your workout and you can't just go in there to burn calories unless you're just literally trying to not die of diabetes.
I think that's a good differentiator is like, and I think that everyone should strive to move on to that next level of training, not working out. I think, you know, we talked about this briefly when we talked to Jay, that there's a lot of people who want to take the easy route mm-hmm. and saying like, oh, no, you don't need to work out. You just need to change your diet. Or, oh, you don't need to change your diet. You just need to work out hard. It's like, no, it's a combination of things. There's a right way to do things. And you can sit there and do the wrong thing and tell yourself that you're doing it the right way. But it's like, be self-aware.
Yeah. I guess to wrap it up, what I'm saying is I now know what kind of trainer I want to be. I want to teach mm-hmm. people how to train intensely, not just workout.
We're going to spread the word.
Yes.
We're going to make this happen. I'm going to build, I want to help build the West brand, and we're going to make sure the whole world is training. You know, we're getting close to time. There's a couple things I want to touch on mm-hmm. and, cause you got to get yourself to, go celebrate your birthday a little bit more.
Birth weekend. Come on.
It's my birth month. It's a very important time. I do want to mention that we are still, unfortunately, on schedule for me to start doing a vegetarian diet starting on the 1st. Wes brought up an excellent recommendation, and he was thinking, hey, why don't you just come out of pocket on this? You're going to have a little change in your pocket and go to, what was the brand you were talking about?
I was in, like, I don't feel confident in suggesting that.
Okay,
one
so we won't suggest a brand, but.
Well, I mean, I'm fine with saying Next Step Meal Prep is what I've been using, but I don't know what their vegetarian options are like at all.
But we'll basically talking about doing like 7 days on a pre-prepared thing. Mm-hmm. So that gives me time to like reset my brain to what I'm doing. I don't have to sit there and like think about what it has to happen and stuff like that. And it also forced me to stick to it because I spent money.
Right.
And then it's as an investment. I'm going through that week, I can then start creating my own meal plan and it'll be a little bit easier because it's like, I'm already kind of there.
Yeah.
So I think that, because like my whole thing is like, I'm worried that I'm going to end up doing something stupid and being like, okay, potatoes are a vegetable, not their starch. And I'm only going to eat those. And I'm going to get Morningstar chicken nuggets and eat French fries and Morningstar chicken nuggets. If you don't know what Morningstar is, it's a really popular vegetarian brand. They have like vegetarian corn dogs, vegetarian hamburger patties, and all this other stuff. It's actually like really good.
Breakfast sandwiches and stuff.
Everything they make is good.
Yeah, it's tasty.
None of it is particularly healthy for you. And that's so I'm trying to avoid that. So I think you're putting me on a good idea.
Veggie bowl at Chipotle. You can get beans, rice.
Does, yeah.
With you don't even have to do that. You can get beans, rice, fucking the peppers, and then guac and salsa, and that's like fucking 25 grams of protein.
Vegetarians can have cheese, right?
That's 25 grams of protein and cheese. Yeah.
Yeah, vegetarians have cheese, right? Yeah, vegans are the ones that can have cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can still do cheese and all that stuff. So that's good. I think that works.
You'll get like 30 grams of protein.
Have you had their sofritas there?
No, but that's a shit ton of soy. I would rather do the rice and beans.
Yeah, you're not going to grow titties from doing soy like one time.
No, not one time, but you're going to do it for like
a month. Did you ever see the thing about the guy who drank like soy every single day and he grew boobs? He was an older dude, but like, so he's already low on tea, but.
It happens with almonds too. If you eat almonds too much, there's the same soy estrogenic isoflavones in there.
I love almonds.
Yeah.
I'm at risk.
You don't eat like, you know, cups of almonds every day.
I wish. You ever had freaking wasabi almonds? Those things are the fucking bomb.
They are good.
They are
good. I can't argue with that.
Those things really are. That's the thing. People are they think health and like a model. They think of The Devil Wears Prada. They're like showing like a model's morning and she like ate like a bowl of almonds. And like, that's clearly a healthy food because a model eats them. It's like one serving of almonds is good for you. If you eat any more than that, it is very high in fat.
Right. Almonds aren't even the best source of, you know, nuts as far as like they're healthy really fats. Walnuts are your best bet if you're looking for health.
There you go.
They have the highest source of omegas.
And walnuts suck. I hate walnuts.
They're boring compared to almonds.
Almonds are fucking awesome. Walnuts are gross. we had a couple of random things you wanted to talk about. We're going to talk about Kanye losing his goddamn mind and everything, but I do want to get you out of here at a reasonable time. I want to say to everyone that we love you to death. I appreciate you. Our viewership has not gone down, even when I feel like we're not doing like the best.
Yeah.
And that I can never express how much I appreciate that. And yes. I'm actually planning on making an Instagram post. I'm saying it on this. You're going to hold me accountable.
Yeah.
I want to put out a poll.
Uh-huh.
Like, should we start breaking the episodes up for a Tuesday, Thursday launch? Like, you know, half the episode where we talk about just like kind of more about us and like culture stuff. And then Thursday is like more focused on like the fitness or like the lifestyle learning discussion.
We'll probably record it in one shot, but just split it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I think I'm going to put a poll out for that. There's some people who've been making some recommendations for that, and it's something we can easily do. But I'm very cautious. So I don't want to like jump into something that you guys like wouldn't like. So
also please, we're thinking about doing some background music. A little bit. What do you think about that?
I love that you mentioned that on the recording because now I have to look into it.
Damn it. Now
it's like, he's like, oh, if I say
before,
it now.
Before we leave, we'll get the website from Nicole. She
gave it to me last night. I just need to make sure I have the right one.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys. And we're going to go ahead and get off. But thank you for listening. You can find us at BNS_radio on Instagram. You can find me at Dimitri Sebastian.
Me at W_Kendall_MFT on Instagram. Check us out. Leave us your listener questions. Thanks, guys.